Chapter 4, Castlevania Caper. Castlevania, of course, was the name that Tim Bradley always figured came from Castle and Transylvania. The place that Simon Belmont called Castlevania, however, looked nothing like Tim imagined it might from the names alone. Certainly he could see stone castles. Certainly the place held all the menace implied by Transylvania, the birthplace for the legend of vampires. However, otherwise it was quite a surprise. Golly, Simon. Things are pretty creepy here in Castlevania at night, huh? Creepy? Yes, certainly. But it's not night here, Timothy. It's broad daylight. Tim Bradley took a double take. Day? But that's the moon up there, isn't that? No, Timothy. That's the sun. Since the curse of Dracula came upon this dimension, a shadow has been cast over my land, and a chill has touched its heart. Tim shivered. Boy, I'll say. I mean, take a look at this place. And what a place it was. Castlevania looked like a cluster of medieval towns, but drawn by a madman in a depression, and inked with about 1,000 colored shades of dark. Buildings slanted dangerously. Towers leaned further than the Tower of Pisa. The thatched roof houses looked like they'd been left in the sun too long, and then quickly frozen. The place smelled foresty, but a forest filled with mold, fungus, and mildew. The single bright aspect was the taste of gingerbread in the air. It made Tim hungry enough to take out a Hershey bar and start chewing. The candy boosted his spirits. So anyway, here we are, he said between bites. We won't have to worry about Bird or my mom in Castlevania. You want to tell me the rest of the story? Simon Belmont nodded gravely. When I killed Dracula, after all that struggle. Boy, you bet it's a struggle. It took me a whole 2 months to win my first game, and I thought my thumbs were going to fall off. Simon frowned and put his hands on his hips. Please. You're going to have to keep a little quiet so I may relate my story. Oh, yeah, sorry about that. After all that struggle, after I defeated Dracula, I did not realize that I should have burned his body and scattered the ashes. No, I thought I had won the day, and so I left him with the stake in his heart. I knew something was wrong when my beautiful Linda, whom Dracula had captured, did not come back to me. Simon put his hand over his heart, lowered his head, and sighed. A pang nudged Tim. Gee, he felt really sorry for this guy. After all that effort, he doesn't get the love of his life back? It was at this moment that Tim Bradley determined that, yes, he would do his very best to help Simon Belmont. This was a good man. That's okay, Simon, said Tim. We'll get her back. Together. Even though this is the weirdest place I've ever seen, and I'm not really sure if this is a dream. Oh, make no mistake, this is no dream. Dracula is very real, and his power is far more than I thought it was. When I left his body in his coffin, his helpers came. They cut Dracula in 5 parts. His evil soul swept throughout the dimension, a temporary stay for its banishment. For you see, Timothy Bradley, the soul of Dracula has 48 hours to find a body to possess so that it can remain here. Like bad movie music, a wind swept through some nearby trees, snatching off the last of the leaves and rattling the limbs. A shiver of dread went up Tim Bradley's spine. Yikes, he realized. This is no Halloween prank. This felt like the real thing. You mean, like me? Simon Belmont turned a haunted look toward Tim. No. Me. You? Why would he want you? He must possess the last person he infected with his blood, said the hero. He unrolled his sleeve. On his arm were 3 parallel grooves filled with scabbed blood. The scars of Dracula, Timothy Bradley. I am the person he must possess, and this is the true problem. This is why I need an aid to help me through Castlevania. This is why I need your help so desperately. You mean if he takes you over, you'll become a vampire? Yes. And then the monster shall again rule my beloved home of Castlevania. True dread jolted Tim Bradley. He felt the intense need for his Hershey's Big Block come over him. But where was his pack? Oh, yes. He bent over and rummaged through its contents with his hand. Sounds pretty serious, Simon. You're saying you've got 2 days to stop Dracula. I suppose that means you have to find those body parts, right? You put him together, you fight him again, you beat him again, and this time you destroy him forever. He found the chocolate bar and gripped it. Hey, you know, this would make a fantastic video game. He turned back around, starting to tear the wrapper off the candy bar. In fact, when I get back, I'm going to write to a game company immediately and suggest that... Yikes! The yikes was said in good cause. For Simon Belmont was no longer totally Simon Belmont. Greetings, mortal, said the voice of Count Dracula. Come to Castlevania for an early and unpleasant death, I take it? Tim Bradley dropped his candy bar.